The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'" The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus, in today's gospel, tells us a parable about the necessity to pray always without becoming weary. We know that prayer is necessary. We recall St. Paul's exhortation, "Pray constantly, always and for everything, giving thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father." We know this. We know we ought to pray more than we do. Yet how often do we succumb to the temptation to put prayer aside for other priorities? How often do we treat prayer as a checkbox and fall into spiritual lukewarmness? Do we persevere in the love that prayer demands? If the second coming of Jesus happened today, would he find faith on earth? We need to recognize the reality of spiritual warfare. The battle between the Israelites and the Amalekites in our first reading from the book of Exodus is an image of prayer and spiritual warfare. Let us set the scene. The Israelites are homeless. They're wandering in the desert after fleeing slavery in Egypt. They are hungry and complaining about food shortages. God miraculously provides them with manna from heaven for them to eat something. They are thirsty and fearful of death. God provides them water from the rock. They are in a hot, barren desert, thirsty, hungry, and tired. As they roam, the desert heat makes illusions appear, mirages, giving false promises of comfort and salvation. Things couldn't be worse, or so they thought, until that perennial and ancient enemy of Israel appears on the horizon, the Amalekites. There are no options. The Amalekites are prepared to wipe out the dusty homeless nomads. Moses is quick and fearless. He turns to Joshua, a trusted man of valor. "Pick out certain men, and tomorrow go and engage Amalek in battle. I will be standing on that hill with the staff of God in my hand." You know how the story goes. Moses intercedes for Israel in unceasing prayer. He holds up the wood of his staff with arms raised in prayer. If his hands are raised, the Israelites have the better. If he tires and lowers his arms, Amalek takes the high ground. Assisted by the priests Aaron and Hur, holding up Moses' hands, the Israelites persevere and the battle is won. My brothers and sisters, we must acknowledge that all around us there is a cosmic war being fought. If the battle between Israel and Amalek is an image of prayer, then who is who? Who or what are the Amalekites? Who are the Israelites? Who are the priests? Who is Moses? Who are you in this battle? You are not Moses, nor am I. We are the Israelites. We may be tired. We may be thirsty. We may be weak from hunger, but we must not be idle, because there is an enemy who is out for blood. We have a perennial enemy who is more ancient than the Amalekites. He hates you and desires your destruction. His burning wrath is more intense than Hitler's hatred. He is more strategic than Napoleon or any of the great strategists. His words are more poisonous than a snake venom. You cannot negotiate with him. He is the devil, and his dominion is death. Yet, we are not afraid. Like Joshua, we trust in Moses and prepare ourselves for the fight. As the morning light breaks over the horizon, there is Moses on top of the hill interceding for us with arms outstretched. We know that with him on our side, we cannot lose. We will win. So who is Moses? What image comes to your mind when you see him on a hill with arms outstretched, holding up a beam of wood? It is Jesus. Jesus is the new Moses. Jesus is the incarnate Son of God who on the hill of Calvary raised his hands in intercessory prayer for us. It is Jesus who by his death destroyed death itself. It is the sacred blood of Jesus that frees us from captivity, the captivity to sin. It is through the wood of the cross holding up the hands of Jesus that the victory was definitively won for us. Jesus is greater than Moses. Jesus is the face of God unveiled, the very face of compassion and love. It is from Jesus and through Jesus that the battle of prayer receives power. Prayer separated from Jesus and him crucified is no prayer at all. So powerful is Christ's sacrifice on the cross that Jesus desired that his sacrifice be perpetuated throughout all time and in all places. This is why Jesus instituted the Eucharist, so that we might look upon the hill that is the altar, and through the mystery of God be made present to Calvary 2,000 years ago. When you gaze upon Jesus in the Eucharist, you are gazing upon Jesus being lifted up on the cross. This is the fearful privilege of his ordained priests to elevate and raise up the Eucharist, that perfect sacrifice offered to the Father in love. This is the essence of prayer, that our prayers are united to the one offering of Jesus, who is the mediator between us and the Father. With Jesus as our Moses, who unceasingly prays for us, how can we be afraid? Unless, of course, we do not unite ourselves to Jesus. Thus, we desire to be close to Jesus. We desire to pray unceasingly, lest we be separated from the one whom we love. So let us unite ourselves to Jesus through our prayers of praise. God, you are so good. Through our prayers of thanksgiving, thank you, Jesus, for the gift of your body and blood in the Eucharist. Through our prayers of petition, Lord, help me be more loving. Through our intercessory prayers for our neighbor, Jesus, pour out your Holy Spirit upon the world that there might be peace. We have briefly meditated together on the scriptures, and even in the first reading from Exodus, we've contemplated this as an image of prayer. Jesus tells us to be persistent in prayer, like the widow in the parable. Jesus encourages us to have faith in him, confident that the Father will always give good things to those who seek, knock, and ask for his graces. Let us turn to Jesus in the Holy Eucharist at this Mass, opening our hearts to be united with his on the cross. Jesus, make my heart a fitting home for you. Amen.